Hey, bro, why keep putting off until tomorrow what you know you need to do today? Go ahead and book a free breakthrough call with us so we can connect you to a community of godly men who can understand your challenges and do life with you as a husband, father, leader, or just as a man without judgment, shame, or rejection. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call. Available times are limited each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Help us here if you're ready to receive it. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men repent, not repeat. 1 John 3:9 says, "No one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God." Guys, have you ever found yourself going to the Bible looking for an answer to a question and God leads you to an answer to a question you didn't even ask? Well, maybe it's just me, but that seems to happen to me at least once a week. Whenever I read the Bible, I typically have a plan on what and where I choose to read. Whenever I disciple men and even my own children, I tell them one of the best ways to read the word is according to your need for the word. Now, over the past 13 years or so of having a consistent quiet time with God, I've read on topics of love, patience, trust, contentment, humility, and now most recently, holiness. Now, I know that doesn't seem like a lot of topics, but I want you to do a concordance search and see how many times the word love is mentioned in the Bible. And then commit yourself to reading every chapter where the word love is mentioned. Trust me, it'll take you at least a couple of years to go through all of the references. Now, like I said, I was studying on the topic of holiness, and I was led to this chapter, 1 John chapter 3. But I noticed that the topic title listed in my Bible had it listed under Children of God Love One Another. I laughed when I saw it because even though I was studying holiness, loving others the way God commanded us to with patience and long-suffering is a constant struggle for me. And when I read the entire chapter and got to verse 9, it almost shut me down. It said, "No one who is born of God practices sin." You heard me correctly. It said, "No one who is God's adopted child practices sin." And of course, I'm human, so my immediate thought was, but I'm born of God and I practice sin every day. Then am I not an adopted child of God? But of course, I knew this wasn't true. So I asked the Holy Spirit to give me clarity on this scripture. And just like James 1:5 says, "But if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives to us generously without reproach." And guess what? God did that. The Holy Spirit led me to focus on with just one word, and that word was practice. And what I discovered wasn't the kind of practice former Hall of Fame point guard Allen Iverson was referring to in his infamous rant on practice. No, I'm talking about the kind of practice great coaches have come to know and love. A great coach and any great player knows that to practice anything means to repeat until you're good and proficient at it. And we know that if you practice anything long enough, you eventually master it. It becomes second nature to you. You don't even have to think about it when you do it. Matter of fact, the greatest athletes in the world will tell you that they're at their best when they don't have to think while they're playing. They just respond without thinking. And because they've practiced and prepared so much and rehearsed the scenarios in their mind so many times, they feel like they can perform at a high level even in their sleep. They don't react, they respond. That's why coaches often use phrases like "practice makes perfect" or "perfect practice makes perfect." If you don't practice, then you don't play. Or they'll say, "You'll play like you practice." Looking at it in that context, John is writing and implying in verse 9 that if God's seed, his spiritual DNA, abides in me and I'm born of him, then I cannot sin because I don't or no longer practice sin. Now, it's not that I don't sin, but I don't practice sin by repeating it. I don't practice sin by becoming proficient at it. I don't practice sin by becoming a master of it. In other words, I don't sin without thinking. Sin no longer becomes second nature to me. In fact, sin goes against my born-again nature in Christ. I cannot sin, but I can always choose to sin. And whenever I do sin, I'm choosing to go against my born-again nature. See, my old nature was a professional sinner because of all the hours I put into practicing sin. But my born-again nature doesn't do that. So when it comes to my struggle in loving others, where in verse 16 it says, we know love by this, that Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. The question isn't whether or not I'm failing at loving others, but rather am I practicing loving others according to my new nature? Because ultimately, I will play or love others the way I practice, because practice makes perfect. So as I begin to journal, which I advise every man to do when he's reading the Bible, I ask God to reveal to me what the scripture says about me according to the SPACE method. Now the SPACE method, which I refer to as S-P-A-C-E, the S is God, what sin in this chapter do I need to confess or avoid? P, God, what promise from you can I claim here? A, God, what attitude in my heart do I need to change or work on? C, God, what implied command do I need to obey? In other words, what would you command me to do with this truth? And E, God, who is a good example of walking in this truth? Or who is a bad example of this that I need to avoid? Well, when it came to the sin part, to confess or avoid, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that I need to avoid condemning myself whenever I do choose to sin. God doesn't condemn me for my sins. If I confess and turn away from them, he forgives me for them. The promise I can claim when it comes to making obedience part of my new born-again nature is if I abide in him, then I am adopted and considered one of his children. Therefore, I will not practice sin. The A for attitude, the attitude of my heart that I need to change or work on, is to repent for my sins, not repeat them. Repenting is changing, but repeating is practicing. The simple command I need to obey is to love one another. And the example for me to follow is Jesus himself in the way that he loved others by serving and sacrificing for others in total obedience to God. So this week on The Real Men Check-In, let me ask you, what are you practicing? And how long and how committed are you to practicing it? Is what you're practicing what God wants you to be proficient at? And when you mess up, are you repenting or are you repeating? Because remember, real men repent, not repeat. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And to make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you guys know, I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners. And man, I got a great one I found this week. And this one is from Serene Faith. That's Serene Faith. And Serene Faith, he writes, this podcast has blown my mind. It's been exactly what I've been looking and praying for. I had never had men pour into me. I grew up without my biological dad and had a stepdad that wasn't saved and drank a lot. I feel like listening to these conversations are a way of me catching up on years of missing out on crucial lessons on how to be a man. It's changed me and it's continuing to change me. I now have a son and this podcast helps me pour even more into his life. This podcast is essential to listen to as a Christian man. Thanks, Joe. And thank you, Serene Faith, for that 5-star review. What a blessing, man. That is food to my soul. I just love getting reviews like that and sharing it with you guys. I pick these reviews at random, and who knows, I may actually pick yours and read yours on the air. But everyone I really appreciate and everyone I read. And guys, know that Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.